in some fuck me go. Mama.
That's wild, bro. That is wild.
Good.
Yeah, we're good. We're recording. Hello.
Hello.
I am yelling already. I'm sorry.
Hello, fellow Earthers. My name is Carl.
His name is Carl. And my name is Cameron Modest. And here I am sitting with Mr. Silas, ready to do a somewhat interview.
Fucking crikey.
I just burped. Did you say fucking crikey? Fucking crikey, mate.
Fucking Christ.
Okay, given the circumstances of, I don't know, months leading up to this, I don't know.
Turns into Yoda. He does it better than me.
This is so
just
weird.
The anticipation is.
No, I'm not performing.
Okay.
It's not dance monkey dance. Like, I'm just here, man.
Well, this is Carl.
Cameron.
Cameron's
I am.
Okay. That was weird.
Okay.
That was weird. Okay, this is such an interesting start to the episode. Uh-huh. Hi, this is literally whatever episode.
Hola.
If you know, you know. If you look at my shit, I be rocked though, my baby bling. Carl,
yeah,
tell me.
K-Y-I. Okay, sorry, what?
Okay. Carl.
Tell you shit.
Actually, I don't want to, like, because I go up through experience, right? I don't want to, like, tell something but and be like, you have experience with it too, and expose you.
True. I don't know. I'm scared now. What is this?
No, I don't know. So, I don't know if I've been honest about this online or any type of social media. But every now and then, I get bullied by crows and squirrels. Like, the animal.
That's why they're animals, bro. They just bully.
What the fuck? No, so, like, during the summertime, I used to go to this park, right, just to read books, because I'm 70, apparently. I look like one, especially if you see me walking uphill.
Sorry, like, I don't know what's wrong today.
Oh, my God. Dog, I used to go to the park and read a book.
Uh-huh.
Holy shit.
Get that learning, get that knowledge.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was Seth Rogen's book. So like I was reading stories.
Weeds? Oh, okay.
I was learning how to do drugs at different daylights. And, crows will bully you, bro. They don't get, like, I think I sat at one of the benches that had food near it.
Oh.
And them motherfuckers, because they were chilling by it. And I was like, it's the only free bench.
Okay.
Or, like, free picnic table, whatever the fuck.
Okay.
I sat down and they're like, Gar! Is that a good impression?
A1.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Cacao! That's what they said when they went.
Crow.
crow. Fuck you. And so, like, they went up to the branches and, like, were chilling. And I sit down, I'm, like, breaking open my book. I had my coffee. Like, it was a sunny ass day.
Okay.
I'm wearing shorts. I'm wearing a button up with some floral leaves on this bad boy.
No doubt.
I'm open to the world, especially for some warmness and some coldness. Mm-hmm. I need a breeze in my life. Okay. We call that ease, baby. Anyways, I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
But
so crows.
I was reading a book,
mm-hmm.
and they kept. Crow. They just kept crowing
crow,
at me.
Crow, notice me.
Notice me, send Cameron. But, like, it was getting more aggressive. And the thing is, more crows were coming. More crows were going in the branches.
Bro,
three or four more were coming. And they're just sitting around and staring at me. And they're just, like, looking at each other like, cool. And it was like, I was like, oh, shit.
They're talking shit about you, bro.
Yeah. Fat native sitting on a bench. Oh, blah, dee. Oh, blah, da. Go get yourself some food. I don't know. I'm just making fun of myself. But like, they're like, this motherfucker. Like, if crows had to talk shit, they're like, this guy with a pube stash sitting on our bench above our food.
Crows,
and
man.
More kept coming. More crows kept behavior. Coming. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, crows are like probably the ones, like bird, you don't want to fuck with, because they remember shit, and they remember stuff. Mm. Call back. I got robbed by ravens, and those are just the crow's big brother. So I was screwed no matter what. I think the big brother told the little brother crows. Exactly. And we're like, hey, yo, that punk bitch is in Vancouver too? Bully his ass. And I got bullied to another table. Not even another table. Another park, bro. I left the park. They followed me.
What?
They followed me through the park. And because I sat in their food near their... There was food under the picnic table, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they bullied me. Because I was like, oh, this is interesting. But then the reason I got up and left was because one dived at me. One dived down at me, like through my through my head, past my head, and sat up on the branch. And I looked up at it, and it was like, cool.
They don't give
a shit.
He literally
just said, fuck you, and then looked me in the eyes. And that was it.
And like then, squared you up, like, whoa.
What you going to do? Come up here. Come up here and prove it.
Like, one of my homies trying to like deck you out. Huh?
Yeah, like... Pussy bitch. And it was just, yeah, and I just didn't want any beef.
Yeah.
But the thing about the squirrels is,
yeah,
I'm really scared of them, man.
Squirrels.
I don't like, they're really
squirrels.
When I was like 17, we were camping once, and then the thing is, like, when you're camping and where I was camping, there was like trees everywhere, like huge tall trees, and I'm like, oh, these squirrels are running around everywhere. It's constant, whatever. I look, I'm like, doo. I heard doo behind me, and I look back, and there's a squirrel, and it just, it jumped, it fell on, it tried to, like, commit.
Okay.
It tried, it belly flopped off the ground, because it just did that. It
went again?
Yeah. No, it didn't.
It's the USA, it didn't work.
The U.S. diver team, is like, he was doing dives. And I was sitting in the side of the forest giving like tens and nines and for the rating. But no, it, I was like, dude. I looked behind and I was like, oh shit. And it was, it was laying on its side. And then it got up a little bit. It like got up really quick.
Oh.
And then just ran off. And I was like, oh, suicide squirrels exist. They have no hesitation. If they will do it, they want to do it. If it doesn't work. Run off,
yeah.
On to the next.
Don't be embarrassed. Like, just embarrassed over your own, you know.
And so, but I think it's, maybe it has to do with rats or mouse or whatever. Like, when, like, small little creatures like that, they can, like, scurry, like, really quick. Or, like, if it, like, looks at you and, like, it runs at you, it's really quick and small, right? It can run up your foot.
That's the scariest thing.
That's what I don't like.
That's the fucking scariest thing.
That's what gets me. That's what freaks me out. I'm like, because squirrels, animals like this, you don't know what the fuck they're thinking, bro. Carl, like, squirrels fuck me up, bro. I just don't like the little running, waggly tail, scruffy. Like, I just don't want stuff that, like, can come up and just run up you, like, no issues.
Damn.
That's all? Damn. Anyways,
the most annoying thing for me is mosquitoes, for sure. Not maybe squirrels, because, like, in Philippines, I grew up with cockroaches and mosquitoes. Cockroaches. But anyways.
Mosquitoes,
yes. Because, yeah, no, I think my body just, adapt. Like, you know how people are, like, scared, like, about mosquitoes, like, oh, I'm going to get dengue or the fever or whatever.
Yeah, that doesn't exist.
I'm just like...
In I mean, wait, like, it does bro. Exist. It does exist. But I mean, like...
Illuminati. in Philippines, it was just... It's pretty normal. Like...
Yeah.
I feel like it's almost maybe like a flex to have those mosquito bite bumps. Because you just show them off and just like, hey, this is my like mark of the day. Like, oh, shit. Oh, this is mine. And like... The whole guy, the other guy would just be having just the
a
back.
Bunch of bombs and
bunch
shit.
Of bombs. And my buddy in one of our camping things happened. And during the night, there was just this at his back. Because The whole night we were just experiencing the first night of mosquitoes and them ravaging on us.
Yeah.
Right. And
on his back.
Like, okay, like, you know, like it's itchy, whatever. It's Philippines, whatever.
Yeah.
And then the crew was just like, oh my god, fuck these mosquitoes! Like, I gotta get more bug spray.
Yeah.
And the next morning.
Your buddy John was on his back just biting him.
He became the mosquito. He
just started biting him.
That's the story.
Big guy on his back. biting his shit.
No, he got up and then he was just shirtless. It was just like these five mosquito bites in a line.
the mosquito spelled out. Eat shit.
What was funny is that we thought that the mosquito had a feast, like, together, just like sitting like, all in the line, just like, okay,
took their turns.
So how's your day?
Mosquito buffet in there.
Yeah,
dude, no, in our town we had mosquitoes as well, and it was so just regular. Like, I'm not gonna lie, what? You're gonna get eaten alive.
No,
when you come to like Delaney in the summertime. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just like it's the air. They just consume the air. They are the air.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking gross. I don't like, but like, which is why I don't get like, because in a lot of countries, it's super dangerous to like, oh, you got bit by a mosquito? Holy shit.
Zika virus.
Yeah, cloud nine, like let's get some shit together and help you out.
Mm-hmm.
In our towns, it was like, oh, you, fuck you, Zeke. Right. Like. Damn, ow. Like, I remember even like on one game, this is sounds weird and cruel, but like when a mosquito landed on your arm, we would go near the part where they were biting and push the vein like this, so they just got fat. They got like they got more blood than they were supposed to,
and then they would just
and then we
explode,
smack them, and it would just It was just
auto. You give them that satisfaction.
We did like we would flex our muscle in that spot to give them a bunch of blood. So when they got really fat, because you can see it, because their fucking abdomen is just filled. It's just red.
It's a sack. Yeah.
It's just filled, and we just like it smacked them, and it was just this blood spot. Just it was, I was like, oh, that's all my blood. Like,
it's like some shit off of a Saw movie. Like,
yeah.
You want to play a game?
Want to
play a game? You trying to play games on me?
Yeah, because even another thing, when they put their stinger in you, you could clamp, like you could squeeze the skin around it.
Yeah.
Because then your muscles like contract.
And then
and they more, can't get more they blood. Can't get their stinger out. So that's why you do that.
Bro.
And then you flex and you put more blood that's rushing to that spot.
Wow.
So you're just making them drink and overdrink, and sometimes they just explode.
Okay.
Do you ever realize the older you get, the more sadistic your childhood memories are? Like how, like...
I found out what Cameron does in his free time with mosquitoes.
And now I drink, so, you know, here we are.
Oh, yeah.
But like,
you should fuck with mosquitoes back, yeah, for sure.
Cause I mean, dude, I mean,
I think they're just—it's
their job.
Yeah,
it's their life.
It's
what they're supposed to do.
Yeah,
like they didn't go to HR and be like, "So this guy, he blew up my brother." Like, you know, it's their way of life, man. Like they didn't have a like, I don't know. So I do feel bad for parts of it for sure, but it's so weird. Anyways, I got bullied by crows and squirrels. I got bullied by crows and squirrels.
And even cockroaches, too, me. Yeah. That was the craziest thing, because
the lady some says of these the same motherfuckers. Thing. The lady exactly, says the same right? thing. She hates, she's scared of them and hates them. Because they'd just be around.
Yeah. They are around, and also some of them can fly. Or if not all
comply.
Of them. Fly.
Oh, fly. Fly. I was like, comply? Fly. Like, you hand them an agreement, and the cockroach is like, these are some very sound.
Terms and agreements?
These are some very sound terms. We can follow.
Tenancy agreement in your house.
4 days, and a few babies. Good to go. Okay, sorry.
But no, I just remember the smell of them.
God, oh, they have a smell, dude?
They have a smell.
Bro,
they have
a because smell. Bugs here don't have, like, a smell.
Yeah, it's rancid. It's something that I've just... It's a very specific smell that it just triggers PTSD for a lot of people that are traumatized. Oh. It's...
Have you been out and about in Vancouver and smelled that smell and were like, motherfucker?
No, not here. Thank God.
That smell just doesn't exist here?
Thank God, no.
Holy shit. No. If you had to equate it to like rotten food, because that's where my mind goes when I think of cockroaches, like rotten food.
I think it's just wood with, I don't know, soaked in water? And has been left for like centuries.
So you mean a bath? Hey, yo, I got that wood. I got that hammer. You be my ancestors, huh? We all got that wood for centuries. No, I'm just joking. I'm being fucking gross. Anyways, sorry.
It's nasty.
Just like a dirty old wood, moldy wood.
That's exactly it. Actually, yes, that's it. No, no.
But wood can smell good. Have you ever chopped down a tree? It has to be dead, though. If there's any green on it, don't chop it down. It's a live tree. Mm-hmm. Then you'll just be an asshole. Mm-hmm. And they're harder to cut. You're just doing yourself a disservice. Anyways, have you ever cut down a tree?
No.
I broke a tree.
Yeah.
Alpha. Andrew Tate, where you at?
We talked about that.
Let me piss on your toes. Is that a thing? Do people pee on toes?
Yeah. I don't think so.
How much? How much for you to pee on someone's toes?
I mean, if they would want to do
it. Pack of smokes?
Pretty desperate right now, so, like, probably just at least, like, $50.
50 bucks? Mm. Someone comes up to you on the street and is like, hey, yo, $50, piss on my toes.
Yeah.
How much to pee on your toes?
No, nothing, bro. I mean... No.
Like, I do that shit for charity, bro. I do that shit for... I do that for the public.
I just realized when I said that.
For the community, I do that. I
would never get my pee... Like, pee's toast? My toes peed on. No. Hell no.
Why? No. What do you got against pee?
Nah.
It's just...
It's like... excretion, bro. Like...
Fuck. But so is nut. That's how you got here. Dog. That's how you got here, bro. Why are you disrespecting nut like that? Dude, that's how you were created.
No, I mean,
you should make yourself the Carl Nut Hut. Like, let's make this a business opportunity.
Nut Hut. Yeah.
Only
nuts.
Only okay, we're getting gross. No, sorry.
Exactly. No, but not pee on toes, please. Stay away from me.
God,
thank you.
The way you reacted about this makes me feel like it's been asked of you before. Or, damn, the pee was really hot.
Guys, this is my confession.
I got sunburned on my toes. My skin was dry for 4 weeks after. What kind of PTSD do you got from pee on toes? Did you watch the wrong video growing up?
People is this how you pee?
They're like, Carl, have you ever watched porn? You're like, I don't like it. The pee and the toes. You're like, well, no. Like, that's not what we're talking about. You're just like, no.
No.
You cry every time you pass a bathroom. You're like, I don't know. I'm just saying shit. Oh, okay. So I guess... Have you ever called the police before?
Not me, but people around me.
People on you? Sure. they called the police on
people
you?
On me.
I didn't call the police, but my neighbors did.
Actually, no, I'm joking.
The neighbors called the police on you because you were peeing on their toes?
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I'm stuck on a joke. Yep. I'm just living. Boom.
Boom. Chicka bow bow.
You hear that? You hear the water? There's, I swear there's someone upstairs that is just has a running.
It's like swirling their cauldron. Like, for hours now. He's like, oh, these fucking bitches downstairs will get their curses.
Too fucking loud, man.
If you couldn't hear it, like, it's just like this.
It's like a
swirling
water.
Water, yeah. I think it's just
Jinx.
Pipes. Yes.
Yeah. Jinx. But it's like, you know how, like, back in the day, people used to make butter like that?
Yeah.
I don't like people.
The Dougie. Like the Nene. Like, the Whiff.
Why did no one back in the day, like, because you know how, like, you always see, like, oh, Meredith has to make the butter for the night, and she's like doing the thing, doing the whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
But why did no one be like, hey, oh shit, like, get funky with it, you know, just like fuck around and
true
kick the bottom.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I think they were just too serious back then.
I guess so. It's like you gotta survive, right? Yeah. It's like either you do all that or a cougar comes and takes you away and you'll never do it again. Yeah. Everyone's too serious, man.
No,
I get it. I get it.
Whoever's swirling that cauldron, please chill out.
Seriously, hey, for audio listeners, just like we're filming here in a place and like I'm fairly certain like tenants are above us.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're just listening to it.
Just this is like ASMR. Just
Carl, mm-hmm. What's the deal with you and love?
Me and love.
So love. Girlfriend.
Heard girlfriends.
Trying to get one? Seen some ladies, seen some big
anyone I feel like you're as interested of now.
In? Any like crushes? No like Can I talk about the one at Metrotown like years ago?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Because okay, my mic is fucked up.
Yeah.
But even like years ago, back then, back in the day when we were young lads.
Younglings
doing dumb shit.
Yeah.
Still doing dumb shit, but like.
No, there was this there was this girl.
Lady.
Person. Lady. Person. No,
yeah, she was this bad like bitch. sorry. So I'm just like, there's this young lad. Hey, yo,
there's this baddie, bro.
There's a baddie with a bunk.
Baddie with a body.
But you had a crush on her.
No, there was a.
Yeah. There was but you never said that, though. You never. You're like.
Nah.
Every time. Because you would always go there. Yeah. But you would never say, I had a crush.
No, it's like, shit's. I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
What?
Dude? I don't know. Cause like, when I'm in it, it's just okay. Maybe it's just maybe an infatuation or
yeah, that's
or good whatever too, like that. Though. But I just gotta, you know, maybe hang out a bit more to see if it's. Yeah.
Do you think there's a threshold where it goes from like infatuation to like because a
actual
lot
this likeness,
but then also like because a lot of. What's one thing you have where you have a crush on someone that's so out of your reach, like a celebrity crush, that this goes in anything, right? If you have like, oh, like I'm such a fan of someone.
Yeah.
Then you finally meet them and you're like, oh, shit. This wasn't like how I expected it to go.
You never
and like
meet
they're
your
not
heroes.
Yeah, but like that's almost a detriment to fans.
Yeah.
Fans just overthink it.
Yeah.
And in the same way, you can be used in a crush. Like situation where you're like, oh, I have a crush on this person. And you kind of sit with them and like they're in your thoughts and you're playing with the idea of like, oh, this could go this way, this could go that
That's
way.
The thing
but
too.
It can go
like,
too far.
You think that okay, if I do this a certain way, maybe I'll have a chance of maybe going out with them at least like one time or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've definitely gone through those, but. No, it was just this girl, like, just had a crush on her. And granted, there was, like, multiple crushes that I had at the time, but...
Damn.
In terms of that, like...
Okay.
You know, I mean...
Let's go Mr. Carl Salas.
I mean...
Call you Scarface. God damn. Carl's out here.
I'm a simple man with simple taste.
Yo, Metro, Etro, baby, call me Petro. I'm in every gas tank, baby.
No, yeah. I don't know.
No, cause like,
I don't think.
You never said you had crushes, though. You're like, it is what it is. Like, oh, it's
yeah.
I just get food there. But I was like, no, she works there. You go every time I call you, you'd be like, yeah, I'm there. But you okay, wait. You
You make it sound like I'm stalking this girl, bro.
I know, you wouldn't like, say no, like, I'm not stalking. It wasn't like, it was just, excellent.
She's here, I know her skin.
We made it to Morian. But you were very friendly with the staff, and like all the staff knew you. Because, I mean, you're in food, and it's good food, too.
Yeah, I was like a regular there. But, no, this particular girl, she was nice. She was even...
She was native.
Like, she was nice. Yeah.
Native. I was like, hey, yo, Jordan, the squad. I was left to hang it. See, I hesitated. I was like, they're not dating.
No, because this girl was really nice. And I feel like we had more sort of like conversational things going on for, you know.
Was it just like humble? There. Like humble?
No, it was just like... Really, she was nice to talk to. It was almost like a good conversationalist. Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest turn on. So I was like, she's cool. She's all right. And then, no, it was just like genuinely me, just really hungry at those moments.
What you hungry for, brother?
Hungry for that.
No. Just joking.
I was working.
She was just enjoyable.
Yeah, enjoyable, and I was like working in the vicinity, right?
Isn't that weird, right? I was just around.
Like she was there, you know. Like I'm just making it sound like that. No, but
she had was feet. A nice. She was around. Yeah. Good to go.
She was checking me out. Be like that delusional fucking guy.
Yeah.
No.
That happens a lot. Like, she's looking at me. I'm like, bro. Yeah. She's worried about you.
Worried about.
There's a reason people look at if Yeah, I feel bad for women.
Yeah,
every single day.
Yeah,
worried about some bullshit.
No, but.
But crush.
Yeah, we.
We love them. We treat them with love.
Yeah,
appreciate them.
Wherever you say
they're
you are.
Out there. They're around. They exist. Oh, I'm like, hey, they treat them with love. Like we appreciate them.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like they're out there. You know, they're just doing their best. Good for them. Yeah, much love to you guys.
Any crushes recently?
No, not right now, actually. I don't think so.
You know what's fun? So,
because like I don't know, as you get older, you're just more like, oh shit, I actually gotta gear down and do some goals.
I know.
You know, but
let me expose ourselves real quick. We're gonna be 30.
I know.
In 6 years. I thought you were gonna knock on wood. I was like, what?
Knock on wood, it never happens.
I was like, whoa.
I mean
I'm with enough of these. Yeah, whatever. Like, probably won't, right? But the thing is like, oh, we get to talk about like, oh, we're getting old. Yeah. And then like I'm sure parents listen to this and they're like, they don't even know. But I'm like, fuck, your parents didn't know either. Like, yeah, sure. You didn't know it. Like it always just goes down a line and everyone's just like experiencing their own journey. Like it's your story. Mm-hmm. That's why, like, even when I think about stories to tell on this, on the show, or just in public, I'm like, but it's my story. Mm. Everything that happened. Everything that I can tell about is there for the reach. And then
facts.
But I want to get back to the love thing and the relationship thing, like, because we are past 2 years, 1 month. This 23rd will be 2 years, 2 months.
Fuck yeah. Nice. Hell yeah.
And she, I don't know how it happened necessarily, because I met her like fairly quickly, but we were fundraising for charity. And I was like, oh shit. Bet. I like this girl. But I didn't want to like make it creepy. Like I wasn't trying to like, because when you like someone, there's a boundary. There's a line where you can go. From creepy to like, oh, he's cute. So it was like, I was like,
When's the moment that you knew, like, oh, I like her, you know?
I think on my third day, like, actually, gave her a rose.
Because I think it's just like, initially, it's just an attraction, like, oh, how they look, you know, superficially. And then
I think it was our third day, I gave her a rose and she accepted.
Okay. Yeah.
But it was like when I picked up from the bush and I was like, ah.
Bush.
Damn. I was like, it's good to see you again. Like, ah,
here's Romeo over here, bro.
No, and then we, the thing is, like, we were like, we all worked together, and like, we sat on break time. We went to like the coffee shop near us, mm-hmm. and we just sat. And she was like, oh, I got this music. Like, I was like, oh, can I listen? Mm-hmm. Asking. I'm like, let me listen. But she, we just listened, like, one earphone with another earphone.
Oh, that's cute.
And we just sat, and like, I was like, oh, what are you going to eat? She's like, oh, I'm going to eat this. And I was like, oh, I should order something. And she's like, okay, I'll pause the song, go order, and then come back, and we'll mm-hmm. keep listening. And I was like, damn, that's so nice. It's so wholesome. And then, like, a month into knowing her, mm-hmm. It sounds weird saying it like this, but she knows this. I was like, we were in a social situation. It was just like a party. Like, it was a nice party. Like, I got to, like, be with her and hang out with her. And
I know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, I was like with her, and I was holding her, and like,
yeah,
this cute thing. And I was like, oh, I like want you. Like, I was like, I want you to be my partner, mm-hmm. like my girlfriend. Okay. Like, I want this. And I didn't have the moment of that. It just came out.
Till then. Oh, okay.
I remember just like looking at her, and I was just like, can you be my girlfriend? And she was like, really quick, just yes, absolutely, of course. And then gave me a hug and kiss. It was super cute.
Yeah.
Super wholesome. And I was like, shit. Like, it just came out of nowhere. And I was like,
so neither of us. Sorry, I just remember that night. It was cool.
It was a cool night, yeah. Yeah. And I just, like, there was no intention behind it. Like, neither of us went into the night being like, haha, like, this is the night. I'm going to ask her out. Ha ha. She's mm-hmm. going to, like, it was just like, I remember just holding her and it's been like, I was like, oh, shit. No thoughts behind it. Just, can I be your boyfriend? Mm-hmm. Like, I remember just asking like that. Like, can I be? Okay. I was like, can you be? Can I be?
Okay.
And she said yes. And that was, and it's been like that since. And she's the loveliest lady on the planet for me. And she, yeah, I think I just got super lucky and blessed with that.
All
right. She's a partner for life, for sure.
That's what's up. I'm going to go hug my toaster in the fucking bathtub tomorrow.
Damn. Okay.
I'm joking.
Yeah, I know, but no, she's...
That's good. That's good.
It's wholesome shit, right? It's wholesome. It's so cute. I'm just But I was just... I was like, dude.
I'm really happy. I'm really happy.
Yeah, because I'm always... Like, we always think about the future. Do you ever... Like, when do you find yourself sitting in silence? And you're sitting with your thoughts? Because I always go to the future shit. I'm like, oh, what's next week?
Actually,
what's next,
like,
year?
Less,
what's the
next
few years?
Less often than now, yeah. Less often now.
Mine's constant. Mine's yeah. every time I'm not listening to something or getting a stimulus where I can work on something, if I just like lay down, even trying to go to bed sucks because I lay down and I'm just like, there's silence, right? It's dark.
True.
There's no stimulus. My brain is just like, okay, what's next? Like, oh, what's next month going to look like? What's next week? Is this gonna happen or is it gonna not? Like, can we
it
do this?
It's exhausting to like just think about
it. It is, but it's just me. Like,
yeah,
it's just me. It's just like who
you've done it for almost all your life, right?
I'm 24, man. Yeah. Like, it's exhausting, but like you just it wasn't like so future wise until Reese, maybe like 2 years ago or a year ago.
Yeah,
I was like, oh no, we could end up. Yeah. Being 30, just doing kind of nothing, and like not really existing. And no offense to like anybody, because I mean, there's tons and tons of horrible scenarios and things that can happen to one's life through this world. But like, we're just in a position to be like, I was like, oh shit, like I want to do stuff, like I want to create stuff. This is a cool situation to be in as well, just to like.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Making this show and having fun.
Yeah, because like jokes. Because going now for about maybe 7 years, I've always just thought about, I don't know, creating videos somewhat in some shape and form.
Because
I've seen, obviously, as we all have watched a lot of YouTube videos.
Dude, like, the YouTube videos?
These guys are fucking cool. These guys are, YouTubers are like so creative and shit, you know? And then where it's just us, or like me in particular, I was just like, shit, I want to do that. And then fast forward, you know, a couple years later, attempting on doing it with a couple homies. and took the pause on that, and then till now, you know, we're out here with Glitterly, and
making Glitterly.
Shit's going off. Still going.
Yeah. I hope it's actually. Why am I doing that? But I hope it's gonna be some shit,
guys. There's gonna. I'm joking. We have something to tell you now. I'm kidding.
Yeah, we got shit. We're gonna come out with. We have ideas.
Yeah, because this is not just like gonna be just a shop for, you know, podcasts. It's just everything.
We want to do multiple.
We have like bigger things going on that we want to do for sure.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
I think, let's air out our goals for Glitterly.
Yeah.
I just want to in all honesty, I just want to do this with the homies and just make fun content and make people laugh. Mm. Be stupid, light candles, and just have fun. And obviously, I bet you so many people are going to be like, that's not what it's like. You gotta do hard work.
That's part of it, but
I'm like, yeah, it is hard work. We're here. I'm not gonna lie, we're recording this at 4 in the morning. I worked the shift. He had to nap.
I'm an old man, guys. I need my naps. Let me tell you about my naps.
We'd be working hard for it, but it's like really fun. It gets tiring. Yeah. Sleep is a necessity, but it's still a lot of. I'm like,
things that are worth it are always.
We get to record. Yeah. We get to record. I remember even just telling other people about recording, because I would get off at midnight and then just record with you guys, and it would just be like, "Oh, you're so hardworking," and I was like, "It's not as hard as you think," because I'm just I want to do it.
Yeah,
I just want to come out and be like, "Ah da ba da ba da ba," start riffing jokes and hanging out and doing dumb shit.
exactly.
Yeah, because it's almost like a ketchup. It's almost like a release. Ketchup. You like it?
Yeah.
I'm a mustard guy myself. That's a lie. I don't like mustard. I like mustard. Why did I lie to you just now?
Actually, mayonnaise. Mayonnaise is the goats.
Damn.
Sorry. Oh, wait. No, actually mayonnaise. Yeah, mayonnaise. Yo, eggs beaten to a puree and, you know, made into a mayonnaise. Godsend. Thank God forever created that. Yeah. No.
I'm alone in this. Hey. I just want to let you sit in that moment for a little bit. I just want to let you take in everything you just said. Okay. Which is fair. No. Mayonnaise. Everything you just said is valid, though.
Valid.
100%. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Any crushes? Bro,
full circle onto this.
Do you know what I mean? Anybody, I don't know, whatever scenario. You go to, a grocery store in your local area, and you're, the one girl.
Oh, my God.
It's she's,
yo,
like...
Yo, she fine. You know, that's those typical, men moments.
Look at her ass! Yo, she got a fatty!
Yeah.
But, even just, you share a moment with someone that you find attractive, and hopefully they I would like to think that they would share that moment with you as well. Yeah.
I feel like I'm a hopeless romantic. Is that right?
It is fun in a weird way.
Hopeless romantic. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's the correct term. Yeah, it's a fun. It's a fun feeling to just be damn, I'll be in love.
I'll be out here having feelings.
I'll be out here. Yeah.
Most no, I mean, it's fun to indulge in them, right? But, you know.
Nobody? Too busy? Hardworking Carl. That's
sometimes the sad thing, you know? But, I don't know. I just always think that there's the right timing for everything, I think.
True.
But you also just got to put yourself out there, which is
something
that I'm not doing right now.
Bro, that makes you gotta do it. That's the thing, and you're time and place, right? But I'm but Grandma, you're 96. there's time.
Just imagine I'm a fucking old ass man, Grandpa, watching fucking TV in my 50s. Where's my crush at? Where my biddies at?
Yeah, I love the time and place is very true.
Yeah.
But you also have to be
you gotta make an effort.
No, you have to be you have to let yourself have access to it.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, time and place is true, but if you off the market, you off the market. Yeah. The market passed you. That bitch went to Edmonton. That bitch went to Calgary. It went everywhere else but you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Also, I didn't realize how usual it is for people to just move places. Because I'm starting, because, I mean, I moved to Vancouver, and I'm very in love with the fact that I can call this home now.
Yeah.
Like, I actually really like Vancouver, like, a ton. I'm like, oh, this is my home. This is my home.
Yeah.
But the thing is, this place is a very transitional period for a lot of people because we have a lot of students. Mm. We're like, oh, I'm going to move here. Going to do this, but I'm going to go to this city for a little bit because it's easier to get a PR there or like, and so on. Yeah. All the different situations goal with stuff, it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, damn, people just be leaving. Oh, I'm coming for a year and then I'm going to leave. And I'm like, you're so cool though. Like, I want you to be like a neighbor. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, I want you to like hang out. Like, I want you to like be here. Like,
yeah,
hang out with me and hang out with, like,
yeah,
you know, let's grow a little community. Yeah. That's the hard part. That's,
yeah,
making a community here.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, we got little peoples.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because I feel like with all these students that, like, they're awesome and amazing. A lot of international students here for sure. But I'm just really way privileged of how I got here, my kind of sort of gateway here in Canada, where my mom just like literally sponsored all, you know, all eight of us. She's amazing.
She's a
grinded her ass off. We love her.
She a bad bitch. She out here.
She a baddie. She a queen.
She proper. She proper. Yeah,
she proper. You know, and
love that.
No, we had a bit of an easier time. It was just like maybe just, you know, waiting for the time. Mm-hmm. Waiting for the time to, what? We already are PR, and then already after a couple of years, like, citizen automatically. Whereas, you know, some people, like, international people or international students, they're just, like, they're just telling these stories, and I'm just like, oh, fuck, man. I feel so bad, but, man, you guys got this, okay?
Cheer for them always.
You know, moral support on you guys. But, no, yeah, I'm lucky enough to not have that, like, you know, sort of challenging thing. But, yeah, I mean, you're probably going to be way better off in the future if you had those kind of trials for yourself. Because, man, yeah. And then plus, like, it's bragging rights, bro. Like,
it is.
I started off as an international student, you know, now I'm here, citizen. All that stuff, or whatever you want.
Even to, like, get into this, but the community thing of making a community. Because a lot of the towns I moved to, like, everyone's made a community. Like, that's a life there. Like,
yeah.
How the neighbors know each other. Like, they're, oh, they got.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone knows each other. Mm-hmm. I always do this thing. Like, and, oh, like, Timmy's down the block is having a birthday. Like, so the family goes, and then the parents are up there just having a barbecue, like, talking shit. The dads are drinking beers and hanging out. And I was like, we don't have that here because everyone's just leaving so quick and out. And I was like, fuck, even if I, like,
I feel like that's very, I don't know if it's a very, like, small town thing. I don't know.
It's because everyone's community. Because communities are made of people that want to live there long term.
Yeah.
Lot of, like, we live in a city where it's super easy to just, like, move place to place to place to place and then out.
Living costs, am I right?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not like a long, like, I can't, like, I love Vancouver. I would stay here till 40.
Oh.
50. Like, but like, I can't see it being like a community, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
I know.
Let's say,
like,
all of
white
us
picket
you,
fences, all of us, like,
let's say we
each house would just be like us, the homies or whatever.
Yeah, in a weird way, yeah. Or like, oh, Carl's 6 minute,
like,
drive down,
like, the Salises are over there. Oh, like, you know,
down, like,
else is
Kenty
over there.
Avenue.
Yeah,
like, oh, he's like 6 minutes away. Drive, whatever. And we're gonna go there. Like, there's a community. There's a sense of community that I want to make. That the last time I ever had it in my life was when I was a kid in Delaney. And I was like, oh, I want to make this like a life thing, because you grow up, you move so much. And I was like, oh, like, you crave a sense of community, like a sense of, like, oh, I get to grow up. Like, I want, like, if I had, like, in the future, have kids, hopefully have kids, hope blessings go right, that they can like have, like if I had, oh, Uncle Carl and the lady are like, they're gonna come here and like,
yeah,
do you have the same kids around the same age, or like Auntie Rabab,
we'd still be doing podcasts.
I know, yeah, and like that would be fun
with the kids running around.
That'd be fun. That'd be like, cool. Just living, that'd be cool. Like, oh, fucking Auntie Carl and Aunt, like Auntie Carl, sorry, so, Auntie Carl. Like Uncle Carl and Auntie Rabab are coming to the house. We're gonna go to like,
true,
like our spot and do their like that's the dream to me. These are, I have a lot of dreams and these are things I'm just saying, but like,
yeah.
And when you envision that in a sense, I'm like, oh, like it'd be cool to have this little community, and like not only just that, but like your partner, mm-hmm. Rabab's partner.
True.
And then their kid, like, it's just like, I'm like, oh, like we all have a thing, like everyone's like together, everybody's
best friends, you know, that's like I'm the like, ultimate
hey,
dream,
like our fan, like hey, like
mm-hmm.
Christmas time we all just go to one person's house and like do this whole thing, like true. Family involved, like, or like, oh, I'm a big sports guy. Like I'm starting to really get into football. I got into it in 2015 with my dad.
Okay.
And I kind of fell out of it just because like I was focusing more on basketball. But I still love basketball, and I'm starting to get back into hockey, and now I'm getting back into football, and I'm paying attention to all these games. It's a lot of fun, and I'm like, fuck, I want to, like, get you into it. I want to get multiple people into it. I want to get Rabab's partner into it. Like, I want to like, do all these sports things. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I want that, like, community
it's
little.
It's going to be hard, because, like, if it's...
Let's work for it.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure. True, true,
that's
true,
a dream.
True.
That's a dream, baby.
Relationships are meant to be, you know, good relationships are meant to be, yeah. You know, fought for
it. If we make it.
Yeah. Let's hope this not
falls. Let's hope
off.
For next. Let's hope for next week first. But yeah,
we'll do at it like week by week. See yeah, how we yeah.
But that's like such a beautiful. That could yeah. be a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's just like.
It's just really like, wholesome. Like
it's yeah. a wholesome. I'm like fuck.
Love, community.
Oh, Uncle Carl's
kids.
Here.
You know.
Uncle Carl's like, hey, yo.
Hey, obviously, kids.
I don't know why you would sound like that. Like a creep.
Hey, kids. I don't know.
But like, that oh,
would be, what would you be like as an uncle, you know?
Oh, I'd be so cool.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to lie. Right? I'd fuck around and hurt myself too much.
Yeah.
But it'd be a lot of fun, though.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, let's go sledding for 3 hours and not check on our bruises or anything. Yeah. And I'd be like, absolutely. I'd come back to the house and my fucking neck, my head is just backwards. And I'm like, oh, something went completely wrong. My arm is off and I'm just like, oh, kids, am I like, right?
Oh, Cameron.
Yeah, like, oh, Uncle Cameron. Oh, wow. Yeah, I think I'm like, oh, sports yeah. crazy. My yeah. arm would just come off. I don't know. Something. I don't know. I just think I arm just
come off. Damn.
Cause I'm so like, I just like being fun and
yeah.
whatever. I think it's just hilarious to like
yeah.
make things happen. I'd be like, ah,
I feel I don't like know. I feel like that's what I feel now. Cause
you would be the dad yeah. of the group, though.
Yeah,
you'd be like, hey, come on, slow your horses,
guys.
Slow your horses,
guys. Single file.
Single. Yeah, exactly. You would do that. You'd be like, single file. Did all the other parents sign the slip that you could be at my house?
All right, your IDs.
Bounce. That's so good.
Be a fucking bouncer for my
for a bunch of fucking nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
Okay, IDs. IDs.
IDs. Young, Monest, young miss.
Monest. Musalis. Yeah. Karasi. Okay. Murphy.
Murphy?
Where are you coming from? You've been drinking tonight? Just doing this to like nieces and nephews? You've been drinking tonight, huh, sir?
Yeah. That's like a very dad thing, yeah. But that's, yeah. I think
you'd be now, like.
I think now I'm generally like a cool uncle. Yeah.
I mean, you're an uncle now, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm an uncle as well, but I haven't met
the, niece.
You know what? It's bad I don't know that. Ooh. I'm already being a bad uncle Ooh. Nephew. The thing is, we just live in different places, and everybody's got. You know what gets me annoyed about this? I'm like, oh, why don't you call your family more? Call me. Fuck you. Why is it on me? Like I'm just hanging out. Nag them. Like everyone should be getting nagged. Like not just one party should be nagged. Yeah. Everyone should get nagged about it. Yeah. But anyways, yeah.
True.
And you're an uncle now. Like how's that?
It was
they're getting older.
It was? Why did I say it was? No, it's. Initially,
It's taller.
You know?
Taller.
Yeah, taller. My nephew, if you don't know him, he's really tall. Taller than me. I was just like,
he's about to be taller than me too.
Yeah, this guy's gonna, damn, this guy's gonna, you know,
whoop our ass.
Yeah. No, but I'm really proud of that guy. I'm really proud of that guy. Yeah, I love him to death. Mm-hmm. No, I initially, because when I was younger, I already became an uncle.
Yeah. Wait, how old?
And
isn't that weird when 10. You could? Oh, okay.
When I was 10, I know, like, my uncle.
5-year-olds that were uncles.
What?
Weird, right?
Oh yeah, no. Last episode or a couple episodes ago, you talked about what is it? Yeah, the uncle and auntie, cousin.
Yeah, the whole like cousin dynamic, whatever. Being lazy.
Yeah.
All that shit. I don't know. Everyone's uncles, aunties, but they're uncles.
Like the age gap is like 7 years, 5 years.
It could be a cousin. Then it's like if it's longer, it's an uncle. I don't know. It's true. Everyone's just lazy.
Yeah, I guess. Families. You know, families. No, but yeah, I became an uncle when I was 10.
Damn.
And I was a kid.
You started driving. You're like, oh. started smoking cigarettes. You're like, slicking
back my hair, pomade.
Hey, yo, sweetie. Cat calling pet. Hey, yo, bark, bark. You didn't know how to cat call, but it's just cat call. You're calling cats. Sorry, it's a dumbass joke.
Where all the aunties at?
Damn, this cop's hard. Sorry.
No, and growing up as a kid with, especially also, you know, a baby as a nephew.
Yeah.
I was like,
is that the? Sorry to interject.
I felt like
is that
I
the
had,
one that's tall now?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's the one that's taller than me now.
Damn, bro.
He's dope. I love him. Good kid. But when growing up, you know, we obviously just because I treated him like a little brother almost. Mm-hmm. Like, kind of like the sibling kind of thing kind of going on between us. That's the kind of like the relationship dynamic that we had.
Yeah.
And from even growing up at that point, you couldn't even tell if I was the uncle or if I was just a sibling.
Damn.
To this person, you know?
How is it now?
But now it's like we've had that dynamic down, like, oh, I'm the uncle, you're the nephew.
Oh, fuck.
You're the nephew, but he's a good guy. It's just like we don't even have to put a title on it, and, you know, we just have that already good dynamic going, which mm-hmm. is nice. That's kind of the basis of every good relationship with your uncle or even just kind of, with your family.
Just cute, family just dynamic. Nice. Yeah, good people.
I mean, there are times where he acts more mature than me, and I'm just like, damn.
What's that
I'm just
like?
Really proud.
What's that like?
I'm so proud of you. I'm
just oh, really it's proud. A proud thing.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm proud of you. Yeah, I'm proud of him.
I'm too bitter. You piece of shit.
Piece of shit. I know more than you.
You think you are, me?
You were just a twinkle in my eye, in somebody's eye when I was like this age.
Bitch. Yeah. You hanging around. Where your dad? Well, your mom. I don't know. I don't know why I turn into like a 50-year-old man hanging on basketball courts, just talking shit to all the people.
Yo, Unc, what are you doing out there?
Doing my thing. Hey, yo. Just started talking.
Like with the pipe.
Just chilling, killing, doing my thing. You know how it goes, bro. God, my throat hurts.
Like, is this what it's like being an uncle?
Yeah.
No,
oh, fuck. Carl, you gotta start talking like that, man. Hey, man.
Might as well, bro.
I did the dishes. Where my crack at? No, I don't know.
Now I'm like, an uncle for, a lot of people.
How many?
A lot of amazing, cool kids.
How many?
That I know of.
Damn! Your family is out here. They don't see no sunshine. It's all busy. 17 maybe, motherfucker. Your family is busy. Sorry.
Might as well be, because I mean, my dad's side, they got like how many siblings, and my mom got so many siblings.
Do you like having a lot of siblings? Start crying.
All single child has left the chat.
No, I'm joking.
No, it was good. It was good. Because, like, as of now, even especially in the later years, a lot of people maybe that are listening to this, I don't know if you are listening to this and you're younger. I don't know. But
yeah, don't. don't.
Like, minors. Just
wait a few years.
But if wait you're my nephew you... or my, you know, family members, you're cool.
But don't watch. You're making weird jokes.
No, I'm the cool uncle. You can keep watching.
So the community I was talking about, not going to happen. Uncle Carl is interesting.
Could just defile a lot of these kids' brains.
Yeah. Uncle Carl's here to save the day.
No,
all pretty, shit, what was it? Pretty wholesome. What was
the point that I was talking about?
Sorry, I interrupted. My apologies.
I'm getting there.
Mr. Austin Navidad. Your fucking Navidad is Christmas, yeah. Right?
Navidad is Christmas.
Mr. Christmas? Christmas?
Actually, my whole name just literally spells out. Oh, actually, I won't tell. I'm gonna fucking dox
you. I think you're gonna be like, bad bitch. That's what it says. Say it twice in the mirror, baby.
King. I don't know.
You know what my name spells? You're welcome. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god.
I can't.
What are some weird words you like couldn't say when you were a kid growing up? I had a very specific memory. I was watching the Willy Wonka movie with Gene Wilder from 1970s.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's old.
It's a new and movie now, by the way, but
they mentioned yes. Yeah, shout out. Actually no, fuck them. They make money. Shout out us. But like Gene Wilder and like they said the word hospital, but I couldn't say it.
Really? How would you say it before?
I couldn't say the S's.
Hospital.
Hose. Where the hose?
I'm hurt. Where the hose?
Yeah. I was like 3 years old. I had like four chains on. I was like, hey, yo.
Yeah, broke a bone. Where the hose at?
Broke a bone. Not the right one. Hey, yo. Where you at?
Oh my god.
No, I'm just joking. We're being stupid and making jokes. But I couldn't say hospital.
Hospital.
Hospital. I think I said hospital. I was like, that's cute. Hospital. Hop. Then you learn to say the S's. Like hospital. Hospital. Like you just say, yeah. You go through it. And I remember sitting on the couch for, I want to say, like, I don't know, time is fucking weird when you're a kid. But like,
yeah.
In my head, it's 20 minutes. But in reality, it was like 6.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But like, I remember watching the movie and just kept being like, Habro, habro. Like, I remember just trying to repeat it, yeah, repeat it. Like, habro, trying to get habro. It. And then I got it. Good. Never had to do it again. And I was like, hospital. Let's go to the hospital. Said it very
like
English.
Come in a tux. It's like with a monocle. Like, hospital.
He had a big beard. Had a long hat. I was like, hospital's nearby. Where are they going? Because you're going there, assistance. Sir. Drinking that much will get you there. I had my cane, pulled out a cigar from my blazer.
Yeah.
I'll take you to.
Distinguished gentleman.
Anyway.
Distinguished gentleman.
What's a word that got you? That you're like, oh, shit. Oh, I can't get this. Crocodile was another one. I couldn't say crocodile.
Crocodile. Any particular words that I was stuck with? I don't frankly remember. I think I was...
SpongeBob SquarePants?
Because I was too busy, like, learning Tagalog. And I think
that's a flex. That's really cool, actually. I was too busy learning another language. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Not here. First language.
What are some words in Tagalog you didn't get right away, then? Like, if you say a word right now in Tagalog, but other Tagalog speakers would be like, oh, he said it kind of...
Yeah.
What's something like that? Oh. Give me two of these words right now.
Oh.
Let's culture ourselves.
Okay.
Puta. Okay. Nah, I'm just joking.
I used to fumble a lot with saying manananggal.
Whoa.
Manananggal.
What?
Manananggal.
Manananggal.
I don't want to make it sound like I'm a foreigner who's talking in Tagalog.
So just me? Okay. Okay, I'll never say anything in Tagalog ever again.
Because these Filipinos, man, sometimes they're just like, oh my god, he's such a, you know.
They call it out.
Yeah, they call it out.
I'm like,
yeah.
You guys are such wholesome people. Yeah. Being like, oh, this fucking bitch. And I'm like, whoa. He like... chill. Like,
oh, look at him, like, with his white accent. Like, what?
Oh, whitewashed.
White, like, yeah, exactly.
Well, whitewashed. No, bitch, huh?
Mananga. I think I used to say, like, manana, manana. Like, I would be, get stuck in the middle. Like,
and there's manana, memes. Manana, manana. Mango. But, like,
Mananga means...
okay, well, do this in a phonetic way. Phonetic way? When you... You know when you, like, have a synergy, and then you write it S-Y-N dash, like, in a phonetically sound...
Synergy. Oh, like, writing it out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Man, M-A-N.
Bang, man.
Manan, mananangal, manan,
man, A-N. Mananangal.
Mananang, mananangal.
Mananang. Gal. Mananangal.
Manananggal.
Manananggal. Where is up?
Manananggal. Where are you at, girl?
May I get where are you at? Manananggal.
Manananggal.
Manananggal. I get man. Hey, yo, man.
Like a Jamaican man, like Manananggal.
Manananggal. Where are you at, hey, man?
There you go. There you go. There you go.
Gosh.
Manananggal means like mangoes? Demon.
Or, oh, shit. Oh, witch. Damn.
Like this. I think I told you. I think
I'm eating. That's the same thing right now. Mangoes are also demons and witches. I be eating.
It's like a mythological.
I be fat. Sorry.
It's like a Philippines folklore of this witch demon with.
We talked about this.
Yeah, we talked wings. About this. Yeah, the wings. You know, with the half, like just the torso.
You called her a white woman.
No, that was another one.
Oh, there's multiple. Yeah. Multiple white women or names?
It was literally like a blondie, like white woman.
Like, white women be terrorizing the Philippines, man.
They're colonizing out here.
Fucking up the Philippines. Karen, Judith, Julia, and all these names. Sorry, I'm just saying names. But
what was the second one?
Fuck.
Actually, I had... Oh,
okay.
Brought up a good memory. I don't know if that's a good memory.
Oh, God. Should I look away?
Yeah, look away. Cover your ears.
Cover my soul. I'm scared, man. What's going on?
No, baby. I think I told this in the past couple episodes. Because with my accent before, it was really, thick.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so another thing is as well for me, again, is culture shock coming here.
Yeah.
With all the accent and
was it an English life. Word?
It's fuck. Fuck.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's the biggest thing that I don't know if it's a struggle, but you know. Oh, yeah.
So when you tried to say fuck, it'd come out
buck.
Buck.
Buck. Buck. Buck. Buck you.
If anything, buck you. Puck is better. Because I find.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you, Cameron.
If you looked at Carl, wow. Fuck you. No, I find no. Even saying the F, mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, bro, you use the hard F. Like, saying, because we say it a lot, which is it doesn't mean, like, it doesn't bring us down in a character, but I'm like, just say it just to say it to fill words.
It's like, it's an expression that could be a good or a bad thing, right?
Yeah, we just say stuff just to be funny.
Funny. I might start
using buck exclusively for this podcast.
Fuck you.
Fuck
this. I don't know.
Okay, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Yeah,
exactly.
Probably can't say too much.
We're going to get demonetized even though we're not monetized yet.
Yeah. Give it 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years.
Yeah. Maybe less. Our 50 subscribers will be 52 at least. If it's not 52 in 5 years, I will cry.
We're gonna dox you.
Damn. But I gotta piss. One sec.
Okay.
And mostly pause.
Guys, this took a wrong turn.
Okay. Anyways. Bang, bang, bang.
Bam. Bubbly.
Carlito. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Yes, Ron.
Call back. I just yawned. Hey, let me just reiterate, we are filming this like very late at night.
Yeah.
So you're welcome, of course. Yeah, not even you're welcome for you guys. So, like, you're welcome to you and me. Like although it's late and we're pushing ourselves to do it. It's like a lot of fun. I know we went into like a whole fucking wholesome thing already. I've been like, damn, I love doing this. I love doing that. I love recording. Mm-hmm. But can you do any accents?
Oh, fuck.
Are there any like weird people in your community that have weird accents?
Weird people in my community.
Did you have weird people in your community?
I couldn't really imitate them too well, because...
But did you have weird people in your community?
Of course.
What kind?
Who has?
I don't know. What kind? I mean, like...
What community doesn't have
weird people in it? Give them a fake name and describe them.
How?
Oh, shit. Jimmy down to black.
Oh, God
damn. Ate mud. Sorry. I don't know.
Ooh. This is hard.
If so...
Because there's a lot of people, there's a lot of weird people in my community.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, one in particular that stuck in my head was, this dude. Okay. He was.
Damn, okay.
This guy in Philippines.
Gotta sit up straight for this one. Holy.
Guys, reading you a bedtime story.
Damn.
It's a bedtime story from Uncle Carl. No, because there was just this guy. He was just this young adolescent guy. Okay. Yes. And I was a kid, very much a kid back then, way back then. And, you know, every time I would see this dude, he would either just be rapping for, you know, coins.
Damn.
Or.
Is he young too?
He's pretty young. Probably like 16 when I was at that age, probably like when.
And he's out here performing. 9.
Yeah, like
good for him.
If you give him like a piso, you know, he'd just be like, peso. Okay, one bar, like 2 bars or something like that. I forgot how it really worked, but I was so fascinated, and I think that's how I got into really just, you know, the rap world.
I have a question after this. Yes,
and I was this is a good. Shit, this guy's going off and my body's doing something weird, like I'm just jiving with it. Mm-hmm. And also there was this weird side of him where he's just like, oh yo, like he's just very, very much a
come back like home with me, man.
Big brother kind of like bullying, and you know, just kind of like, I don't know, he was just this kind of like rascal.
It's getting weirder, in a humble way or like a
nah.
Sure.
No, but
Carl, you like ice cream
on this?
Oh, you ever heard of vanilla?
Sorry. Come to my house midnight.
Sorry. 11:59. That's what I meant. I don't know. Sorry. But he's humble. Is he?
Yeah, he's
good guy though.
Good guy. Good guy. Somewhat. And
did he fuck with you?
Of course.
There's like, a part of me that I'm like, why you fuck with Carl like that, bro?
A lot of people that fucked with me, man.
Pesos, bitch, sure. Rock. I'll throw a rock at you. You fuck with Carl.
And he did this, like, I don't know, like weird talent thing where he just swung his arms, or swung his one arm, and it would make like a fart sound.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, like... You know?
Oh, I know that. Hey,
you know that?
It's humid in Philippines, right?
Yeah.
People be sweaty. People be sticky.
True.
One thing we did I'm going to put the mic down, but one thing we did was, if you're not in watching the video, I'm going to put my one hand in my armpit. And yeah. Oh. You've never seen this?
What?
Like.
Oh, yeah. He didn't do it like that, but it was just like one swing in his arm, and then
he was just shitting his pants. He was like, "Watch this, watch this, kids!" Like,
okay, I'm done.
And then when he walked away, he was like, he just waddled.
Well, maybe that's why he walked weird.
That's why he walked weird.
I think that's it. I think that we solved the puzzle. You solved the puzzle for me.
He's like, I got a cool magic trick. $5 for a pair of shorts. Real quick, and then I'll do it. He's like, okay, give me 12 minutes.
But the guy...
I don't know.
He's the dude in our community that is considered cool. You know, he's like the cool kid, badass kid.
Yeah.
But to me, he was just like this asshole. But a good side of him that he raps.
Fuck, really?
And he does.
Was he an asshole?
Talent.
Like how?
I mean, he was like a mixed bag. I've had like
bullies too.
Yeah, mixed bag of like, oh, like on some days he would have this just cool mood. On some days he would just fuck with me. You know?
How?
And I was just
sorry. Like, I'm gonna find this guy. I'm gonna kill him. So, damn. Dude, no, I'm like, I am very protective over you in a way.
No, but
which sounds weird, but like, you know, I don't know.
But
in brother way,
he's good now. Like I've talked to him like over Facebook, and he's chill. We're friends on Facebook.
Hey pussy.
Hey pussy. I'm in Canada now, bitch. Just flex. No, I'm joking.
Sent you an arm emoji. You know what I mean? I'm like, fuck this guy. He may sound cool, but I'm like, I don't fuck with. I fucked with you. I don't fuck with that. Fuck this guy.
No, but he's good now. He's good now. Like
he's doing it professionally. He's swinging his arm like it farts.
Fucker. It was just a competition of like armpit farts.
Yeah.
Like, championship.
People are still. He's in Canada, but people are still throwing pesos at him. Piece of shit. Bully kids. I hate you. No, sorry. I got my own insecurities out there. Sorry.
No, but he messaged me. It was nice. He reached out to me and I was just like,
hey, yo, fucker.
Sorry. Hey, yo, bitch. You still a little pussy boy, huh?
I'm sorry. I'm interjecting so much. Sorry.
No, because when I messaged him, I was just like, oh, hey. Like, I was a bit, you know, okay. Like, I was a bit
hesitant.
Like, hey, how are you? Hope everything's well. You know, that, you know, I kind of like put it off in a means well. And then he was just like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Like, how are you? And then we just had this bit of a conversation over text. And then at some point he was just like, oh, you know what, Carl? Like, I'm really sorry that, you know, if I may have.
He apologized?
Yeah.
Okay. I take back what I said then.
And no, I was like, oh, no worries. I mean, we were just kids, whatever. It's in the past, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. Growth.
But
that's good.
Yeah, he's out there. He's like good.
That's why you know why you're cool able chill now. You know why you're able to talk to him in such a light from in the past? Mm-hmm. Was because he did that.
Yeah.
Because he apologized.
True.
That's growth.
Yeah, he's good now.
Fuck that guy. Sorry. But like no, I'm just joking. No, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
You know I'm very like weirdly protective over you. Let me just put this way. He's very humble.
Humble.
Very nice. Like, just, that's like, right. You know,
one more
here and there.
Sorry, Mom.
But, like,
not anymore, Mom. I promise.
I'll bleep it. but, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, it doesn't fall, like, it's not supposed to fall in line with you. I'm like huh? of all people, like,
what do you mean?
Like who you are as a person, just day to day. I'm like, this doesn't fall in line with you. This shouldn't like really happen to you.
Mm.
And so I get kind of annoyed by it when people when you're like, oh, I gotta have bully. I had a bully, and I'm like, no, like you're not supposed to have one. Like you're like, which is why I'm annoyed, and I'm like, okay, fuck the bullies.
I know, let's find them and burn their house down.
Maybe I should
tell those stories to you. No, I mean, it's good. I mean, it's okay. I mean, it's part of everybody's life. Everybody had their own insecurities and, you know, some people that fucked with them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's all
like, right. I used to egg houses.
Oh, you were the bully.
No, not anyone's. I'm joking. Not anyone's particular.
Fuck you.
I say that enough in the mirror, please. No, seriously. Like I was a shit like kid, but like I wasn't like a shit kid to others.
Mm.
Like I was a shit kid to teachers and like people that were like adults.
Okay.
Like not shit to them. Like, I wasn't being an asshole to them, but okay. I would like fuck around and make their day kind of a little harder.
Right.
Because I was trying to be funny, quote unquote. But then like also like getting into being like having like bullies or having people just. You're very like because I didn't have parents. I didn't have parents around when I was a young child.
Yeah,
I just had grandparents, and what's a grandparent's job is to like just kind of spoil you because they did their job, right? They raised kids, they did their thing. They're grandparents now.
True.
Yeah, and so I remember just being a kid out and about and being like, I would do dumb shit and I would get the consequences. And it made sense. I was like, okay, I did this dumb shit. I got the end result of it. Mm-hmm. It adds up. You don't do that. Like, you're a good person. I hope. I hope 20 years from now, nothing comes out.
Guys.
Guys, this room we've been recording in.
It's a death trap.
Carl's kept me here for 6, 7 days, eight days. But no, I'm just joking. But like, do you know what I mean? Like, you're pretty like through and through like a very nice and humble guy. Like, this appreciate is me that. Appreciating you.
Appreciate that.
And showing, like, because I don't think that's like shown enough in just like friendships. I don't think it's said enough. Just to like be like, hey, I appreciate you and I love you, and you're through and through, like, you're pretty good. So when I hear shit like that, when I hear like weird, like, not weird stuff, but like when I hear stuff like that, I'm like, this doesn't like fall in, like, this is your line. Mm-hmm. And when it's with my line, I'm like, yeah, I'm a dumbass. I talk too much shit. Mm-hmm. It makes sense for me to like get some shit to happen. Like, this makes sense for shit to like happen around me.
Yeah.
But when stuff happens for you, I'm kind of like, oh, come on. Yeah. Really? You're gonna make me go to your house and burn it down because you hurt him? You know what I mean? I'm like you're trying to
that.
Like,
I feel that.
Like, why are you fucking with the guy? Why are you fucking with the Holmes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like, I think because it's more in, I don't know. Like, growing up, like, I used to please people a lot, for sure.
Yeah, me too.
That's my kind of, like,
it was funny. Like, toxic, I was trying to be the funny guy. Like
toxic thing sometimes for me, but. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I grew up this way.
We're proud of you.
I'm just that guy. Just become this egotistical.
Hey, guys, I'm him.
No, I do appreciate that, no, because you always want something that you probably don't have, you know, because when growing up, I'm just this goody two-shoes, people pleasing, like, kid, you know, who just sits down and does what he, you know, he's told, right? And little oftentimes I would like have those times and moments of experiments of just, oh, like, I have my own shit going on, you know. And oftentimes, I don't know, it's probably just the way I was brought up. I don't know.
Yeah, because I mean, you had like hella siblings before you as well.
Yeah,
like, you're coming into like a 4 sisters?
No. 3 sisters and 1 brother.
And a brother. 3 sisters and a brother. Sorry, 4 siblings.
4 siblings.
Like, that's, I mean, and being the youngest and the, let me just show some Carl appreciation.
Okay.
Much love for Carl. Youngest of 5 siblings. 5 kids. Mm-hmm. Youngest of 5 kids.
Okay.
And acts... This man, he acts like a manager for multiple apartment buildings, holds himself up.
Okay.
Come on. This man has billboards around the city of just his ass, and it's humble. Okay. People respect it.
A humble ass.
People take those posters to church, man. They're like, hey, yo, look at this guy's left cheek.
Amen.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. That's wild, dog. But, like, yeah, no. Like, this is me showing genuine, like, oh, thank, like, you're a good person. Like, you've always been. Even the ironic thing is, like, I met you. Actually, so this is a little bit of history about who the fuck we are to each other.
Mm-hmm.
5 years ago, well, I got into a sales job, maybe with, I want to say 7-8 months experience.
Okay.
You're a senior.
Mm-hmm.
And you came in, and it was one of my first days of like, oh, Cameron, I'm still 19.
Okay.
And they're like, oh, you no, actually, this is. So I started October. I started early October.
When you were 18. October 19.
October 4th, 19. I was 19 years old. October 4th. Oh, already.
4th. Okay.
October 4th, 19. I'm 19 years old. You turned 19 in November.
August.
August. Fuck.
Damn.
Who's November? Why is November on my mind?
Damn.
When is my birthday?
February.
What day? No, don't answer that. Don't answer that. Because it's just going to make me look more like an asshole. But whose birthday's in November that has me crunched?
Ah, man. Damn. I don't know. November.
Yeah. Hey, November? Everyone that bullied Carl, it was for the best. Fuck this guy. Fuck the, everything I just said in the last 20 minutes. Fuck this guy. You know that building? You should have threw him off. Yeah, sure. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. No, but yeah.
Yeah.
Really? August?
November. Who is November's?
You know, now I'm stumped on that. Dude, someone has November birthday. So your birthday's in August. Mm. So the only birthday that I have memorized is my grandfather.
Oh.
Grandfather Paul. That's cool. Mm. Grandpa Paul, much love. Raised me as a father figure for this decade of my life. And his birthday is August 17th, 1948.
That's what's up.
When's yours? What's your day? What's it?
August.
No, day.
Oh, day. 14th.
Really?
Yeah.
3 days before my grandpa.
Yeah. Now everybody knows my birthday. There you go, guys. You can greet me a happy birthday.
And his SIN number is... Yeah. His credit score, here's all his bank information. No, like...
Yeah.
No, given the fact, like... So you turned 19 in August that year then.
Mm-hmm.
A month, 2 months later, in October, I started a job, as a sales job.
Okay.
And then... So October, November, December, January.
Mm-hmm.
January, between January and February, transitioning in the months, I met you.
Right.
No, actually, to be very specific, I think it was a few days before my birthday I met you. I think it was February 2nd.
February 2nd, yeah.
I met you. And I trained you to do sales.
Mm-hmm.
And we were both 19. And then I turned 20.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious. Like, and here we are.
Drinking. Holding mics.
But that sales job was like so fascinating.
Yeah. That was a lot of to unpack there.
A lot of work. Sure. A lot of work. I had a point going into this. What was the point? Do you remember the point?
Did you have a point? I don't know.
Sales job, I'm older than you. I couldn't tell. Oh, yeah. 5 years of friendship. And just going through on like ins and outs and life. And it's fascinating. And now we're sitting in a room where a woman is churning butter upstairs, doing a Millie Rock. Like,
Millie Rock. Yeah.
Yeah, that shit's hilarious.
No. I feel like I would also do an appreciation part or segment for you. Because.
No, I'm super loud. Super loud. I'm just loud. I think that's just what I have to say.
Because, honestly, I feel
like. I don't like this.
I don't like.
Sorry, I don't like the hearing. I don't like.
How do you think I felt when you were saying that? No, I mean, I liked it. I liked it. I kind of like the attention, you know.
I just don't like that shit. Dude, it took you years.
Like, stands up, walks away.
Literally. Like, literally end.
That's how we end it. No, I mean, this dude literally has imparted me so many ways.
Literally. We should make that a thing. Yeah. Every time we say literally, we say literally.
I feel like I would want to thank this guy for just even the little things, like even my music taste, because God knows where my music taste would have taken me to this day if I hadn't met this dude. You know, like fucking what? Tyler, Frankie Ocean, all these, the greats, the goats, you know, all the above there. And honestly, also just the humor. I feel like I've never really connected on someone that deep of a level for humor wise, or even just, you know, having laughs with someone, riff wise with someone.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
And it's amazing to be around that kind of energy all the time. Because
we will share that more on Patreon in the future. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, the the calls we have are fucking magnifique. Perfect. Delicious. Delicioso.
And I feel like we just click on so many things and on so many like levels as well. And I feel like there's a biggest part of me as well that it's just a like this brotherhood of ours is just a thing that I've needed the most in, you know, the life in my life for sure.
It's like, oh, Cameron will die soon. he can stick around.
he can go. He's done his part.
The LOLs were good for him.
He just inspires me as well, like with a lot of his story and his upbringing.
I don't like and no, like I really do love and appreciate it. I just don't like
just like hearing nice it
stuff about myself. It's imposter syndrome. Really? No, like I really do have like imposter thing about it.
Damn.
Like, thank you.
Yeah. And he has like this tough love for people most of the time. But not most of the time, but like it's a nice gesture that he puts on for a lot of the people that he cares about.
Yeah, I called the police today. man. Shit was crazy.
And so many things that this guy has, you know, amazingly, that really has helped me out as well in our amazing brotherhood together. So far
it is fun. We're talking about like it's ending,
and I feel like it's are we ending?
It sounds like we're talking like it's ending, like after this we're gonna go into a field and like just, well, you know what, like, you know, back when they had like shootouts, they would have a gun, they'd like, okay, walk 10 paces forward, turn around and shoot, and so we would just do that. And then we just like yeah. But we both miss him. Be like, oh, LOL. I guess, right? We're still okay. Good heavens. Are you cooking dinner or am I?
Oh, I missed.
Sir, you hit my foot. Piss on it. No, no.
Call back.
$10. God damn it.
And a lot of the moments as well, he has helped me out quite amazingly and heavily as well, which is nice. Not only emotionally, but just getting through with a lot of the problems that I've had, even now and maybe even just way before as well, and work through it with him, some of it, you know, and he's been really valuable in the growth, in my growth.
Yeah. Every time
you may now, Chris. Your groom.
I'm joking. I was going to be like, I'm around for motivation. Are these like vows? What is this? This you're like around for motivation. You're like, look what you could be, Carl. Do your thing.
True, yeah.
No, that's just my self-deprecation.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think
there's so many things that is to be said, for sure.
It's been fun. We've like...
Those are the highlights.
I can't express how many stories that we have... And fuck, we're only 24. Mm-hmm. There's like years to come. Ridiculous about stuff. I keep making noises. My body is trying to react. See, this is what I don't like, compliments. Like, I like compliments, but I hate reacts. It. My body like is like, rah, rah. Get out of here. Get out of the world. Yeah, move on. And like, but no, there's so many stories we still haven't told.
Yeah.
And they'll be told in the future. Like, if we ever do get a page. Nah, I keep saying if. Every time I talk about future stuff with Glittery, I always say if. When is the correct terminology? And the reason I say that, the reason I can say that with so much confidence, is that we're just
two bros chilling in a seat,
2 feet apart.
Because
I was like, what should I say? What are you going to say? Are you going to say it? Or should I say it?
God.
That's fucking lit. No, but like, yeah, this is going to be like, not only you, but like Rabab as well.
Wait, yes.
I know, Rabab, like.
We love Rabab.
Rabab will we can't even talk in future or past tense.
Past tense?
Rhubarb's as much as glitterly in this as well.
Yeah.
And fuck, she's a lifelong friend, and so is you. Like, you guys are lifelong friends that I want around.
Oh, appreciate
you know, just that. The community, you know?
Appreciate that.
Unless, you know.
The Salas's and Altarazis and
Modests.
Modest.
Is it weird, Modest? Like, your last name's a thing.
Modest.
Modest with an E, baby.
Hey.
Let's go be lazy, because it's late at night. Seriously, we've been, we're recording really late at night.
We probably should.
We're calling it a night. Thank you guys for watching. And also, hey, it's not, it's hard, but it's not. Like, it's fun to do this.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I don't, like, I have fun. I have fun doing this. It's not
We wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't fun.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, it helps. The confidence helps. You know?
I mean, we're on Earth. I'm just kidding.
We exist. Cheers. But yes, thank you so much. No. This has been an episode of Glitterly. And please like and subscribe to YouTube, follow the TikTok, follow the Instagram Reels, even go on Facebook and watch the videos.
Oh, man.
Like, comment,
Instagram.
Share to your auntie that will block us after four fucking minutes. Please, like, send it to your cousins that think you're old, but you're not actually old.
Uh-huh.
I'm sad. Nope.
Please talk to your family and your loved ones. And
friends, too.
Show your appreciation to them. Okay.
Yeah, that friends is important. To you and share it to your friends.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Did I? Oh, because it's January now.
Uh huh.
Last month.
Uh-huh.
I got recognized for the podcast.
Yeah.
I didn't even. I got fucking. I was working. Yeah. I was working. I got recognized for the podcast. Shout out to you guys.
Yes.
They said they were watching. If they're watching, if they're still watching, hopefully at this point. much love to you. I know you, you know this guy. Mr. Carlito Salas.
Who you are now.
Right? But
much love to you.
What if you had secret stalkers? Would you want that?
We're doing something right then. doing something right.
That's a way to go off.
Please don't. I don't want to die yet. Those secret stalkers. So just chill for a bit.
Hey, if you guys ever stalk Carl, do like good stuff. Like, leave a bag of potatoes outside his house. You know what I mean? Or, like...
And I'd know. Like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah, that's good, potatoes, right? Yeah. Or like some... It's like Christmas time.
I like fries.
Hey, why do you like... why do Mandarin oranges only come out in Christmas time? Because I fucking love Mandarin oranges.
Really? You've never had Mandarin oranges, like, throughout the year?
I didn't even know that was a possibility. But they don't seem as good.
No, they're okay.
The fact you said it with that voice says exactly what I'm talking about.
They're
too good.
They're okay. No, I mean, they're good. They're good. They're good. They're good.
Again. One more. One more. One more for the...
All right, one more take? Okay.
What Mandarin Orange community.
They're good.
They're great! Okay, we're not sponsored by fucking Kellogg's or some bullshit. Okay, seriously, bye.
Yes, bye.
Thank you.
Much love.
Much love. Mm-hmm. Bye, literally.